USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A bipartisan group of lawmakers unveiled a plan Tuesday for a $900 billion coronavirus relief package. Senator Maggie Hassan says the bill provides money for small businesses, schools, a boost to unemployment benefits, and vaccine distribution. The New Hampshire Democrat tells Fox News it's a work of compromise.
This is a targeted bill. It's not as much as most Democrats think we need to be investing for relief. It's more than most of the Republicans think we should be doing, but that's the nature of compromise. And so this is a bipartisan bill. We don't have time to waste here, and it's something that we believe could pass our chamber and in the House.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has already rejected that proposal, saying he wants a bill that President Trump will sign.
Obviously, it does require bipartisan support to get out of the Congress, but it requires a presidential signature.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
A conservative legal organization has presented the FBI with what it calls evidence of widespread voter fraud. Lance Pry has the story from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
The FBI is now involved. The feds are using voter fraud information collected by the Amistad Project.
What our data shows is what we call the blood in the street. It's after the crime is committed, and what evidence is there to show that a crime has been committed?
The project's director, Philip Klein, on Newsmax TV.
And we've come up with tens of thousands of Republican ballots that were not counted. We've come up with hundreds of thousands of Republicans who say they never requested a ballot, but they voted absentee by somebody else.
Philip Klein is the former Attorney General of the state of Kansas. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Attorney General William Barr has appointed a special counsel to investigate the origins of Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. U.S. Attorney John Durham has been looking into the beginnings of the FBI investigation into alleged ties President Trump's 2016 campaign had with Russia. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Lawmakers discussed their efforts Tuesday to help Americans economically recover from the pandemic. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Testifying at a Republican-led Senate hearing, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is defending the Trump administration's economic response to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
We continue to work to implement the historic CARES Act with speed, efficiency, and transparency, but our job will not be complete until every American gets back to work.
Testifying at that same Republican-led hearing on Tuesday, Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says millions of Americans are still suffering.
The economic downturn has not fallen equally on all Americans, and those least able to bear to shoulder the burden have been hardest hit.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A federal panel has voted on who should be the first in line to receive a coronavirus vaccine. The Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices recommended Tuesday that the first COVID-19 vaccines should be given to healthcare workers and residents of long-term care facilities. Their recommendations now go to the head of the CDC for final approval. And things remained unchanged on top of the latest college football playoff rankings. Alabama, Notre Dame, Clemson, and Ohio State remained in the top four spots, with Texas A&M at 5, Florida at 6, and Cincinnati at 7. Iowa State was the only new entrant into the top 10 following their win over Texas. Northwestern was the only team to fall out of the top 10, down to number 14 after their upset loss to Michigan State. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.